another production from Solid Gold Podcast.
It's another brand new week because, of course, for Jenny Baxter over in France and myself, Melanie Walker, here in Johannesburg, Wednesday is the start of a new week. Why should it be Monday? Okay, seeing as we work on weekends, there's absolutely no difference whatsoever. So henceforth, Wednesday shall be the first day of the week. And a very warm welcome to you, Jenny.
Hi, Mo. I love that. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, I'm just the happiest person now that spring is back. It is my absolute favorite time of year, except for summer. But I pack away my winter woolies. You know, I do this every single year, and I do it on spring day, which was on Friday, the 23rd. So I packed everything away and brought out all the summer goodies, and now I am feeling like I'm actually back in the world again. Oh, although, beautiful. I just turned 40 again, so I'm kind of like, you know, what am I going to do now? I'm going to have to find something new to do with my life, but I'll continue doing this, don't worry.
You know when you say you turned 40 again, you know it sounds like you just turned 80.
No, but I was 42 last year, so okay. I'm allowed to be 40 this year. It's a two-thirds. So okay. I decided that's the way to go. Okay.
Happy birthday. And how was your birthday and Heritage Day celebrations?
Well, on Heritage Day, as I said, I mean, I work on weekends. So I went and taught on Friday morning. Then I went through to the DA, launch because, you know, they're doing the whole launch thing for the, I don't know what it's for. I just went and I went and met up with, they were like launching the new person that they want to put forward, I think, as the premier of Gauteng,
okay.
Which was like really, really, he's a lovely guy, Solly. Don't ask me a surname. I don't know. You know, I'm not a politician. Okay. But it was so lovely to see all these people. And of course, I've never been to Freedom Park before. So I managed to get in there and looked around and went and looked at the wall, and it was hot. My goodness. And there was no shade, but the people were just so fired up about, like, as we always say, bringing people together and making a South Africa a better place to live in. And the positivity that I felt through all of these people that were there was absolutely phenomenal.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
That's what I did on Saturday on Heritage Day. And I went out to go and watch Tim Parr playing
yes.
at the Radium Beer Hall, which was awesome. So lovely to go out and support local acts. And on my birthday, I did exactly what I wanted to do, which was absolutely nothing.
Oh, fantastic.
And what did you get up to on Heritage Day? Did you have any things happening over there that you knew about in Europe?
There were things happening all over the world, people dressing up and whatever, and I temporarily put a scarf around, but it was just too hot because I've got that South African scarf.
Yes.
So, and I did go down to the shop to buy some biltong. That was about
it. Okay, well done you.
Yeah.
Well, we had a Heritage Day thing at the gym on the Monday. So we taught our classes and we told our classes all to wear something to do with their heritage. And I thought, well, I'm not exactly going to be able to do Pilates in a kilt. But I did many years ago. Yeah, can you imagine? So many years ago when we were doing treasure hunt down in Pondoland at Port St. John's, I bought this beautiful little kind of skirt, one of the skirts that you would just tie around, and it's very, very short. It's got shweshwe material in it. It's got bells
beautiful.
And beads and the whole number. So you swing your bum around the place and the bells all ring. So I thought, you know what? The way I thought about it, yes, I'm a bit of a mutt. That doesn't mean I'm a dog or the female version thereof. I'm just a bit of a mutt. And I thought, you know what? South Africa is my country. I am South African, and I don't really identify with any cultures from anywhere else in the world, except for an African culture. And I thought, you know, some people may have said, oh, cultural appropriation. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm an African, and I believe in doing the whole Ubuntu thing. So I had my little thing on. I had my beads, which I've been wearing for years and years, and I loved it. And most of the people that came to the classes were also doing the whole kind of like African bead thing, which is great.
Yeah.
So it's lovely to see people coming together and actually appreciating culture.
And sometimes cultural appropriation is actually just a form of flattery.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know? So,
yeah, if you want to drink my Johnny Walker whiskey, well then I'm going to wear beads. Okay. There we go.
For over 30 years, we've been uncovering high-level corruption, holding crooks accountable, and meeting a few inspiring and intriguing characters along the way. Now, join us as we take a step in a new direction with Carte Blanche, the podcast. Unique stories, unique perspectives. With new episodes uploaded throughout the week, available anytime, anywhere. That's Carte Blanche, the podcast. Find us wherever you access your favorite podcasts.
What news have you got from expats around the world?
Well, I think we were all excited to see headlines yesterday about, you know, NASA sent its little spacecraft way into space to collide with an asteroid.
With a meteor or asteroid, yeah.
Yeah, an asteroid moonlet. It was the kind of the moonlet of an even bigger asteroid. But what we were excited to see is that some of the best footage was captured in South Africa at an observatory in South Africa. So that was pretty cool. And as they say, us earthlings can now sleep safely knowing that if an asteroid does head for us, there's a way to kind of get it off course. The other thing that I just thought that expats should know about is that there are now, well, by Christmas time, there will be 191 international flights into Cape Town per week.
Where are they getting all the time to land all of them?
I don't know. But, you know, Heathrow has a plane every 2 minutes. So yeah. I think they probably have more than 191 in a day.
In a couple of hours, you're quite right about that.
Wherever you are in the world, there's got to be a plane near you that can get you to Cape Town, get you to South Africa. Also, a shout out to the locals. A report came out this week just showing how, you know, with Omicron and all the disasters with tourism, that it really was the locals who got up and spent their hard-earned rands and supported tourism and got Cape Town, the Western Cape, and most of the country through those really bleak months when nobody from overseas could visit. Other good news we've got is from America. There's a publisher there who has just signed up Triggerfish.
Triggerfish are fantastic. They do the most incredible work, yeah.
Exactly. And normally they do animated movies, which have won numerous international awards. But now they're branching into graphic books. And I think the first one that's going to be published is called Pearl of the Sea. And it's about a South African girl who helps her father with, is it abalone or abalone?
Either. I've heard it called both. I'd say abalone. So Perlemoen.
Yeah, Perlemoen. The world's your Perlemoen, is one of our SA people mottos. The world is your Perlemoen.
It's not an oyster anymore. Forget it. You have
Perlemoen. Yeah. So it's about that. So it also raises a bit of awareness about the poaching problem in South Africa. But it's beautiful. The drawings are just out of this world. And then on Heritage Day, Spotify, International announced that it has released 5 lists that it's curated of Afrikaans music. So wherever you are in the world, if you're missing Afrikaans music, you can now listen to, there's a Buddha music one, there's an Afrikaans country, geloof, dance, and hip hop.
Okay. Well, I was sitting there and just thinking, on Saturday when we were doing the launch, that they were playing some of those Afrikaans songs like Kaptein and things like that. And I'm just sitting there and seeing everybody boogieing to it. And I mean, we're talking about an incredibly diverse crowd of people. And I think I was probably about the only person there that wasn't enjoying it.
Well, I should have been there with you. Spotify actually said, with Afrikaans being the third most widely spoken language in South Africa, apparently. They said that they were curating these lists to give voice to numerous different cultural groups in SA. Because, you know, as you say, it's not just one group who speak Afrikaans. It's actually quite a few.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that was
okay.
Really cool.
And then, and rugby.
Yeah, if you're in New Zealand, starting in about a week's time is the Rugby World Cup for women. So please go support our team. They are phenomenal. They really are acing it. I think the first match is against France. And then, we came second, the men, in the world champs. Unfortunately, not
lost
first.
To New Zealand.
Yeah. But again, you know, South African locals, a huge shout out. I think Rassie Erasmus today or yesterday tweeted, you know, a huge thank you. I think it was like, the crowds were, the stadiums were like 98% full. So everybody got out there and supported the Bokke. So.
Well, yes, of course we must support our Bokke. Yeah. Totally support them, you know, why
even
not?
Even when we whinge.
Yeah, but I just, I must admit that I know that there's, I'm a bit confused about all the different World Cups and different, what do you call them? The games where they have like, used to be the Super 12. I loved Super 12. I mean, that was like for me working out the permutations. 69 games, like four semifinals, one winner.
I agree.
Yeah, 69 games, 12 teams, one winner. But now it's changed a bit, and I know that they need to keep it fresh and everything, but the excitement I used to feel in the Super 12 days was like a big thing. But anyway, so our blood is green. We will keep on supporting. Good. Okay. So now what has been happening over your side of the world? I mean, how did you go to the palace on the day that it was open on the Sunday?
I did not, but I'm going on Thursday and hopefully I'll bump into Princess Charlene. That would be pretty cool. It's the Monaco boat show. It starts on Thursday. So there'll be a lot of South Africans because we all know how many South Africans work on all these super yachts. And Princess Charlene will obviously be there. And
hasn't she just released a book as well? I'm sure I got something from Jonathan Ball about,
we spoke about it before.
Oh. Yeah, but it's now coming out.
Oh, please send me that.
Okay. I'll find it. I'll send it to you. We'll put it up there on the show.
Okay.
And then, what's happening with Formula One? Because I know that a lot of people were complaining. Sacha Martinengo is on TV at the moment talking about, Kyle Army and Formula One. And what does he know about Formula One?
I know, you know, it's been very frustrating because, and this is a running theme at the moment. The South African government just has so many priorities right now that it's not able to support sporting things, which actually do so much for the country. And, you know, for Kyle Army to come alive again is so good for South African business and for South African tourism and reputation and everything, you know, but the government cannot fund it. And that's, you know, one of the bottom lines why we didn't get Kyle Army this for 2023.
Well, you need power to run these things and we don't have any
as
of that.
Well. So. But now they are in negotiations in London right now. And I think Carte Blanche interviewed the Kyle Army circuit owner last Sunday. And he said they're speaking to a consortium, you know, of private enterprise that can hopefully sponsor it and get it happening. And on a similar track in Australia this last week in Wollongong, they held the cycling world championships. And, you know, the South African woman, Ashley Molman Passio, she really was a contender and should have almost come first. You know, she's that good.
Almost come first or actually come first?
She should have okay. come first. She's of that level, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, she's written a really sad post that just how incredibly difficult it is, the obstacles that are in front of you when you're representing a country that does not fund or support you in any way.
Yeah.
You know, and she really thanked the Australians for their kindness. She met some Australians in Spain in June and they actually landed up hosting her and the two other South African women that were there, which was amazingly, you know, generous of them. And she just said, you know, it was one of the best weeks of her life, the hospitality from Australia. And Daryl Impey said the same. He also was a little disappointed to not get a podium finish, but he thanked the Australians and he also thanked all the South Africans. He said that was just wild to see all the expats out there supporting them.
Yeah. The cyclists, I mean, the people do come out in their droves. And as you know, I mean, I love watching like the Tour de France. Anything which is touring anywhere and I can see the countryside, I'm happy to watch. I think that watching people going around and around an aerodrome, is it called an aerodrome? Cyclodrome? Whatever they call it. which is what my dad used to do. And I sit and look at that and just think, well, that's pretty boring. It's like watching the Indy 500. It's just a vroom, vroom, vroom around and around.
Well, it's like swimmers say to swim up and down and just look at the black line underneath.
Oh.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah. It is a bit boring. We want to see countryside. That's why. Motor racing and cycling, not bad things after all. Okay, what else is there from the world of sport with our expats who are playing and doing things around the world?
Well, the Laver Cup, you know, the tennis, which was where Roger Federer had his last ATP match ever, because he has retired from that.
Is that the one that was named after Rod Laver?
Oh, yeah, must be. Yeah.
Must be, yes.
Yes,
that was in London, hey.
And it had a lot of South African links because, for a start, Roger Federer's mother is South African, Lynette. Mm-hmm.
South African.
And then Cameron Norrie was there. Remember, he was born and brought up for the first 6 years of his life in South Africa, in Johannesburg. That's where he started playing tennis.
And then was Australia and then overseas.
Yes,
yeah,
everything. He was there. He was, like, so excited to be in the European team with like Roger Federer and those people, and thanked him for everything. And then the guy who knocked, you know, who basically from the world team from America, who landed up making Roger Federer's team lose, is, oh gosh, I've just forgotten his name. You know it. Francis Tiafoe.
Wayne Ferreira.
No, Francis Tiafoe. Okay, so he's American. Yeah. His coach is the South African Wayne Ferreira. So many South African links. Yeah. And I also wanted to tell you, you know, Wayne Ferreira, one of the things he's been quoted on the most is how he has helped Tiafoe to focus, you know, and that's what's changed his whole game and how he got to the semifinals in New York and the New York Open, US Open. And I interviewed Wayne when he was playing for South Africa.
A star.
And in fact, I did this beautiful long interview with him, and my tape recorder didn't tape a word of it. It was so frustrating.
Oh, no.
But what I do remember him saying, and I actually used to speak to him quite a bit on the phone afterwards because I lived near Wimbledon, and he used to come and play at Wimbledon. But Wayne used to have a real problem with focus, and I remember him saying how he would be on the court at Wimbledon, and he'd be hitting, and he'd be thinking, I wonder what my girlfriend's doing right now. I wonder if she's shopping. I wonder where she's shopping.
Talking about that, and I mean, it's an interesting thing, and I don't know which girlfriend he was talking about at the time, but my closest link to tennis was my late friend who used to sit there and say, I'm kind of very related to Mats Wilander because my best friend, which was me's ex-boyfriend's current girlfriend's ex-boyfriend's girlfriend was married to so-and-so. So we worked the 6 degrees of separation between me and Mats Wilander.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so, but the in between there was also, the reason I'm saying that, was also Wayne Ferreira, who happened to be the one who was friends with the what and whoever, you know, these, you know, it's a small
close
village we live in, Jenny. It's
a
very small
village.
Yeah. Oh, goodness me. Okay. All right. Let's get on to some local good news. And I see that you're talking about plants. And of course, I'm always banging on about plants. And I have a lot of people who are moaning at me, especially up here in Johannesburg, where they're saying, you know, somebody posted a picture of a syringa tree. And I know a lot of people are allergic to syringas. And yes, they give you a lot of hay fever and all of this. And it is an invader. But like the jacaranda, I think in Johannesburg, it may have been declared non-invasive in an urban environment. So you don't have to go and chop it down. But my goodness, the people who are indigenous Nazis are just like, no, it's invading. We must get rid of it. And I'm like, well, if you go and plant another tree next to it in the interim so that it will grow up. And in fact, anybody who's being affected with their trees on their pavements getting annihilated, don't expect city parks to come and plant a tree. Go plant a tree now, which is resistant and not a reproductive host tree for the polyphagous shuttle borer. So that by the time that tree actually dies, and the jacarandas are all going to be dying within the next 10 years as well, because they have a limited lifespan, you'll have a tree which has grown to take over, because otherwise Johannesburg is going to become a dust bowl. However, I can tell, you know, in some places in the country, yes, you do need to get rid of a lot of the invasives, like on the south coast, the Port Jackson firs, lantana, huge issues, just edging out all the indigenous plants.
And what about in KwaZulu-Natal? Somebody wrote on our Facebook page that syringa is a problem in KZN.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. In urban areas, a lot of them, they've been, yeah. So if you've got it under control, there's certain plants that you don't have to go and remove it. It's the Sanbi, what is it? Niobe something or the other, list 1B, category 1B, invader 1A, 2 or 3. So there are certain ones like 1A needs to be eradicated.
Okay.
But on that are certain crops like your elderberry, elderflower, which is declared category 1A, which means you should take it out, but it's also a food crop and a good medicinal plant. So you've got to kind of be a little bit more productive. If you have it caged up in your garden and it's not going anywhere. Yeah. It's one of those things, but I do understand, like, you know, the clearing of invasive plants, like down in Cape Town. It is very necessary, you know, to save billions of water, especially in the water stressed areas. I mean, if you look at the Eastern Cape, if you look at the Western Cape, and I mean, even Joburg at one stage, I mean, we were going into that where we had drastic water measures.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
So a little bit of thinking, if it's something in your garden that's been there for 40 years and doesn't use that much water and it hasn't escaped your perimeter, I don't think you have to rip it out immediately. Although they are saying if you want to sell your house, in the same way you need an electrical compliance certificate to go with the house, you're going to need to have a certificate from an invasive specialist to say that you don't have invasive species on your property before you're allowed to sell it.
Very, very interesting. It's so funny. It just reminds me of Australia, you know, at least 20 years ago, where things were like that in Australia, and South Africans used to come over and mock the Australians for caring so much about, you know, you couldn't take bananas
about
across
the environment.
Yeah. And now it's all happening in SA. If only we had, you know, copied the Australians sooner and taken notes.
Well, that's how the polyphagous shottle borer got in. I mean, from the fact that there's so few controls and measures put into place at various points at ports, even if it's an inland port, at points of ingress for various things. So that's how the shottle borer came from Southeast Asia to here. And it's playing havoc with the environment. So a big up to the project in Cape Town. It's expected to save billions of liters of water a year.
Yeah.
So they're clearing pine and eucalyptus trees. But then that's another thing. Eucalyptus, also an invader, does use a lot of water. But if you take all of those plants out, you're taking away the habitat of like millions of bees who live in eucalyptus, and they need that eucalyptus to live.
So it's a very fine line. Yeah, as far as I know, I mean, the Nature Conservancy and City of Cape Town have done a lot of research into this, and they are replacing as they're taking. They are, you know, so because it's also the soil, you know, you pull everything out and the soil falls apart. This is a genuinely professional project as far as I know. And it's created over 1,000 jobs.
And how many hectares are they going for? I mean, was it 4,500 they've done already in the 4,500 hectares?
Yeah. And another 7,000 to go. So they're nearly halfway through.
That's fantastic.
But yeah,
that's absolutely brilliant.
It's going to be really good to avoid another sort of day zero happening, they're saying as well.
Yeah. But then, I mean, everybody is like, you know, they sit and they think, well, I can't have roses in Cape Town because if we have no water, then the roses won't do well. Surprisingly, the plants that came through the drought the best in Cape Town with a minimal amount of water were roses.
Yeah.
And imagine if you'd taken like all of those eucalyptus down in the streets around and you didn't have how are you going to plant another tree? Because you wouldn't have had water, enough water to get that plant to actually ground itself and establish. So, you know, it's a fine line, people. Go and speak to an expert before you just willy-nilly chop things down.
I do notice here, which it must be the same all over the world, which is so beautiful, is that when there isn't rain, there are so many more flowers, you know, because there's less leaves and it is kind of pretty. But of course, we want rain because we're in a drought. So.
Oh, well, it hasn't rained in Joburg yet. So I'm still waiting. Everything's dusty.
Oh.
Including my brain. That's another point. Okay, now tell me a bit about Sanpox with their anti-poaching efforts.
Just a shout out to Total Energies that have donated another $4.5 million to them to help them with anti-poaching. So that money will go into the fuel for the air wing support. And honestly, the Kruger, all these places, they can't do it without these relationships with corporates. So, you know, we all bash corporates, but it's often their money that's helping save the wildlife. Thank goodness.
Did you see that TikTok about those two elephants that got stuck in a water hole in Kenya? and the people who came to save them and to get them out. I'll send it to you if you haven't seen it.
Okay, I have seen a similar one. Yeah.
I mean, that was, it was very, very heartwarming. So I will always like applaud big time all of those people who are anti-poaching, saving wildlife, who put their lives on the line a lot of the time and go to extraordinary lengths to go and protect the animals of our earth, wherever they are in the world, not just here in South Africa as well.
Yeah. Thank you. And talking that, we've got a bit of an interesting article at the moment about the sex lives of wild animals. And there's all the normal stuff about peacocks and ducks, you know, it's the pretty ones that are the men, which is kind of crazy. And then the spotted hyena has some very interesting facts about it that I had no idea about. So check it out on sapeople.com. I'm not going to tell you.
I've seen the story, so I know, and I won't say anything further as well. Yeah, I love hyena. They're actually very, very nice. They're like me. Lots and lots of testosterone, the females. Okay, tell me about Tammy Williams getting on to a different female.
Oh, amazing. So 12 years ago, she was a receptionist, knew nothing about farming. And now she's just become the first female to be awarded the Young Farmer of the Year Award. She grows bananas and macadamias. So we've got that story coming up later today.
In KZN?
Yeah.
Must be. If it's bananas and macadamias, then she must be on the lower south coast somewhere because I know what farms down there. I wonder if she's friends with Scott Scott, who also farms in that area. Mm. Remember Scott Scott?
I do remember Scott Scott. Who couldn't forget?
Okay. Yeah. I was talking to some people the other day and he was just so nice.
I was talking
What is Scott doing?
You know, we were making a video once in Johannesburg about a beautiful video. All of us kind of music journalists. And I was sitting on a stool talking to him and it was a high bar stool and I just leaned back too far and fell right off.
How to feel like a total twit. Yes. Don't worry. I did that on live TV. I wouldn't get too worried about it. It just makes you more memorable, Jen. It's just a much better way to go.
Have you seen Blood Psalms? Well, it only starts today, but have you seen?
No, obviously I haven't seen it yet. I've heard
the
about the thing, but you were telling us about the female king, the woman king.
Oh, what yes, the woman king.
So anyway, I went on the other day, whatever day that was, last week,
to
go and watch the movies, yes, with the movie with Julia Roberts and
Paradise
George Clooney.
Or something.
Ticket to Paradise.
Yes.
And they had the trailer. My goodness, for the Woman King. And my goodness, it looked amazing.
Oh, divine.
Move over Black Panther. This is looking fabulous. So I think I'll actually make a plan to go and see that. Definitely. I'd like to see it on the big screen.
Excellent.
Because it just looked so big and bold and she's amazing. She's just absolutely fantastic.
And all filmed in South Africa.
Yeah. So, of course, Blood Psalms is the original African fantasy launching today.
Today, they had the big party last night. I mean, as I said last week, it's Africa's Game of Thrones. And I found out that it's, some of Showmax's partners in it include Canal Plus, which is here in France. And, you know, they support, like American productions. They are amazing at helping get good productions made around the world. So unfortunately, you can watch it on Showmax in South Africa, but we can't watch it internationally because Canal Plus will be launching it internationally. But fortunately, what it means is that this production is the best filmed production ever to come out of Africa. It's really going to be something to make South Africans very, very proud. So look out for
it.
I think the first two episodes drop tonight, today. So.
Well, I will watch them and give you feedback on what I think.
Okay, good.
How's that?
And it's all in original language. You know, people are speaking Zulu and Xhosa and et cetera.
Oh, so I'm going to watch it in that. I'm going to watch original language. Not make the mistake like I did with Ludic and watch it in the dubbed version because it's just weird. Okay.
But do put subtitles because I know you're good, but maybe not that good.
Maybe not that good. Okay, and then what is Triangle of Sadness? That's something I haven't heard about.
Yes, you have. It's the one that
have I?
Yes. It's the one. You see, you got a dusty brain today.
I told you.
It's the one that won the Cannes Palme d'Or. The top prize at the Cannes Film Festival this year.
Yes.
And that stars Sharpley Dean, the South African 32-year-old who tragically died a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's coming to South Africa on the 7th of October. It recently had its premiere in New York and the director dedicated it to her. And just said how amazing she was on set at lifting everybody up and just what a precise, brilliant actress she was, you know, which I couldn't agree more. I was so blown away by her, not even knowing she was South African. So, I'm actually going to watch it again tonight because it's now on the circuit. Yeah.
Okay. Beam it to me, Scotty. Beam it.
Or you could wait a week.
Yeah, okay. I could wait a week. Yes, I can do that. Okay, so what have you got coming up on the site for next week? What's the big story?
So many things that I've forgotten right now. I'm so busy. I've gone to the movie and I'm thinking, because the movie's got a lot of super yachts in it, so it reminded me of the Monica Boat Show, and I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I going to wear? Okay. So.
You're sounding like the tennis player, dude.
Sorry. Okay, so what we've got coming up is that South Africa wants to send its very first team of para surfers to the World Champions in California in December. So we've got that story coming up, and then a beautiful story from Platter Project. This beautiful mom is making these handmade baubles for the Christmas trees, but it's with a South African theme. So she paints. She paints beautifully. She's got the big five. She's got some that are just rhino, some that are just birds, and you can order them wherever you are in the world as Christmas gifts, and all the money, everything, is going towards wildlife conservation and towards children battling organ failure, because that's what the artist is battling.
Oh, okay. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not
so
lovely.
For all
that
of those stories. Well, I mean, it's lovely that she's doing these things.
Yes. Yes.
not lovely. You know, no. Okay. Yes. No, we must qualify, because otherwise somebody will ask me if I'm having a go about the Ministry of Silly Walk.
Yes.
okay. So those stories and many, many more, of course, all up on sapeople.com. And if you have anything you'd like to share, please do get along onto the Facebook page or onto the site itself. Send your stuff in. If Jenny likes it, she'll post it. Be part of the growing South African community around the world. Because you know what? We are the best. We are so lekker. Nee. Anyway, Jen, we'll catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, Melanie. See you soon. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.